Presents. It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Good evening, Jacksonville. It is so exciting to be live in the studio with you all tonight. I have a special guest with me tonight, Prophetess Delisa McClinton, a Jacksonville, Florida resident. However, you're not originally from Jacksonville, are you?
No.
Where? Pennsylvania?
From Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Okay, so she is originally from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Amen. But tonight, our message might not be so loving. How many knows that dynamic messages can come in really deceitful packages when the Lord is ready to drop a bomb mm-hmm. on a lot of people? So tonight, we're asking that the Spirit of the Lord, through the grace and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, begins to drop a bomb in different places of our lives and our mindsets that creates an explosion that will awaken us to the reality of yeah. what is really going on in the prophetic in the church.
Yes,
amen. When I was personally discussing tonight with my guest, Prophetess Delisa McClinton, mm-hmm. I asked what the Lord had put on her heart to speak about tonight. And she began to mention how the Lord had been dealing with her about the true prophets and the false prophets, those operating in the church. So I'm going to ask her some questions tonight before we take live prophetic call-ins at 904-296-2251 here at Praise 107.9 FM, those watching by way of social media and listening also on the app. I know that we have many listeners. They're not just here in Jacksonville, but they're all over the United States as well as internationally. So I encourage everyone to call in, as she will pray for you later tonight. If you have been somebody, or you are somebody that has been a victim of prophetic abuse, of spiritual abuse, you know, I want to go ahead and tap into that vein right there. When we talk about prophetic abuse, we talk about spiritual abuse. I'm talking about manipulation and control. Mm-hmm. Can you maybe tell us how you have personally witnessed manipulation and control operating through people who claim to be authentic leaders of the Lord?
Oh gosh, that's loaded. But yeah.
But first of all, but before we go there, so people know that you are a valid and accurate prophetic voice. Uh-huh. I know that I personally minister with you through our group, mm-hmm. Impact Leadership Summit, Emerging Leaders Group. Yeah. Myself and Prophetess Bawana, if you're listening tonight, all the way from Tennessee, myself and Prophetess Bawana Holmes, Prophetess Delisa McClinton, we have a group called Emerging Leaders Group where we do Impact Leadership Summits annually. Amen. Amen. So I know you personally to be an authentic prophetic voice of the Lord mm-hmm. For such a time as this, really, that carries an apostolic word for the church. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about your background in the prophetic before we begin, so people can know that you may be a hidden voice, but you're right. A substantial voice yeah. that the Lord is raising up in great sustenance and wisdom for such a time as this.
Amen. Yeah. Well, I was called to this office. Well, I was called from my mother's womb. God chose me, ordained me from my mother's belly. But at the age of 18, I really, it was identified to me. I had no idea what a prophet was. I had no idea what prophecy was. I remember just getting saved at the age of 17 and just being hungry for God and going to 4 a.m. prayer altars and finding myself just in the Word. And God had strategically placed me in the midst of a woman that I did not know, but she was a prophet, and she had came to the church I was at. I was raised in United Methodism.
Methodist church. Were you really? I didn't know that.
I was raised in a United Methodist church.
Jesus, you were rooted and grounded in religion.
I was so rooted and grounded in religion. And so I had no idea, which we were taught salvation. That was it. We could live any kind of life we wanted to and still be saved, but mm-hmm. that's not the case. So I had no idea. I didn't know what prophecy was. So I was going to 4 a.m. prayer altars. God saved me, cleaned me up, filled me. And I remember praying, because they would use me to pray in this Methodist church. So I remember being on the roster to pray that morning. And before I prayed, I just felt real strange. And so before I prayed, the Lord had dropped what I know now is a prophetic word. had dropped a word in me, and it was a word of correction. Like, that church, it was built on holiness. It was built on foundations of word, but they had deviated from it, and so God was trying to bring them back. And so before I prayed, I released the word of correction to the house. Wait,
we got to stop right there.
Yeah.
You were raised in the Methodist Church.
United Methodist.
Which is salvation by grace, which, of course, right. If it wasn't salvation by grace, I wouldn't be saved. I'd already be in hell.
Right, exactly. We all would.
But the truth is this. You were raised in a church where basically holiness was not a standard.
It was not a standard.
And so there had to be something other than your traditional belief system convicting your heart and teaching you that there was a higher standard that the Lord was calling his people to.
So the odd thing about that is I was the first one saved in my house. The first one saved in my family. So God pulled me out of a people to go back to a people to bring them into him.
Because God pulled me out of a people
to take me back to a people to bring them into him.
Wow.
Yeah. I was the only one saved in my household at the time. My best friend was a Christian. Well, at the time, she was a Christian. And I remember I was just like, because I was very promiscuous because of voids and not having a father figure and all that kind of stuff. And so I was tired. Like, I was really tired. I give myself to, men. Mm-hmm. And was just tired of living like that. Even at 16, 17. So I was like, it has to be something more.
Right.
And so at this youth retreat, and I'll get back to that word and God calling me into the prophetic, like, well, I had no idea. But I remember leaving a youth retreat on a Sunday. I asked her that day before we left. I said, well, I'm tired. It has to be something more. And so she introduced me to Christ, but I did not receive him at that time. I didn't receive him until I went home, got on my face, on my knees, and asked him into my heart. And that's how I got saved. And then the process began from there where God cleaned me up. God began to clean me. He began to purge me. I remember being in the... we were just having a meeting, and we were just praying. And I just remember deliverance taking place in me. I just started to purge and just started to vomit. And I knew it was the spirit of lust because that's what I was dealing with at the time. And so from that moment on, it was just like... God took me through a process, and it's not like he took me through a process overnight. I've been in the backside of deserts waiting on him to do an unveiling or a revealing and just spending time with him. I was content to just be in his presence. It didn't have to have an audience. I didn't have to have a people to prophesy to or pray to or anything like that. At that time, I just wanted the presence of God. And so that's what I saw. And so anyway, during this service, I had released the word, and then I prayed, and then I just felt really, we talk about the burden of the Lord, but we really don't know the burden of the Lord until the burden of the Lord is actually placed upon us. And I did not know that was the burden of the Lord until just really years after that took place, because I had no idea. Again, so after that, this woman that was there, she's Reverend Fleming, that was her name, she said, I believe you're called as a prophet. And I said, well, what is a prophet? No idea. What is a prophet? I have, what do they do? I have no idea. So that began an intense study in the word and reading Kenneth Hagin. I read a lot of Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin taught me a lot and still teaching me a lot. Not just faith, but the gifts of the spirit, working the miracles, and, just knowing how to operate in the spirit of faith and believing God for the impossible. And so... that just began a journey. I remember sitting in a 4 a.m. prayer altar, and the pastor, he kept saying, she prophesied. I'm like, what are you talking about? I asked the person that was with me, I said, what is prophecy? And she said, it was a spiritual gift. So that stirred a hunger in me to find out more about what this spirit of prophecy
is. Now, that's
does.
How you know you're really called. You didn't have the knowledge of the gift.
Had no knowledge.
You didn't even have the propensity to psychologically psych yourself out.
No. Had no knowledge. I was heathen. Do you understand me? Heathen, church on Sunday, drinking, smoking, fornicating, cursing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
So no, I had no knowledge of the word.
So it was like an Isaiah experience where you were a man of unclean lips.
Yeah,
the Lord said, here's a cold, speak my word.
Absolutely. But then after that, there began a process. So sometimes not knowing, that what all this entails. You know, we're hungry for the prophetic office. And, so, well, once we get the gift, then it stirs a hunger. But we don't really know what we got to go through and endure for the oil to flow out of
but
us.
But see, what you said is very interesting. It's a lot like, excuse me, the experience that I had mm-hmm. with the Lord in 2007 when he called me.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you went and sought the Lord. Mm-hmm. And see, that's another point I want to break up. A lot of times we get saved inside the church house.
Yeah.
And the church house is producing solical salvation.
Exactly.
We're not really getting saved in our spirit. Now, of course, my parents were ministers. I had known Jesus since I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2007, when I really shut everybody out and said, I'm going to get rid of any type of carnality I have in my life mm-hmm. and got before the Lord, personally, one-on-one, that's like you when my soul became mm-hmm. sanctified.
Yeah.
And when my soul became totally sanctified, in that moment, mm-hmm. God began to immediately use me and speak through me prophetically.
Yeah.
Now, so that proves...
Mm-hmm.
that we don't always have to go to, they're going to hate me, a mentorship program.
No, we don't.
Or a Bible Say college.
Mm-hmm.
When the burden of the Lord, it says that Ezekiel was a priest by the river Chebar, and the
yeah.
Spirit of God, the hand of the Lord, picked him up and took him into visions.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something right now. A mentorship program cannot pick you up and take you into visions.
No, you're absolutely
Now,
right.
I believe in mentorships programs yeah. because... it teaches you the gifts and tools of wisdom mm-hmm. on how to steward your gift by those generals in the faith that have gone before and have years of experience. Wisdom that can only be acquired through mm-hmm. years of experience that they are then able to mm-hmm. impart into the upcoming prophetic vessel
right.
in order to teach the spirit of the prophet how to be subject to the prophet.
Yeah.
So exactly. I believe in it. For that stuff, like for me, for instance, okay, you know, a few years ago, I used to see all this stuff, just prophesy, but my timing was off.
Mm-hmm.
Timing totally off. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until the my spiritual father, John Ferranti at that time, was dealing with me about how to, okay, when you receive a word, when you see something, when you sense the burden of the Lord, then you pray mm-hmm. and so say, okay, God, what is the timing on when you would have me release this word?
Mm-hmm.
So with your word of knowledge, it must be coupled with the word of wisdom that deals with the timing, the strategy, and the method on how God would have you deliver a word.
Yeah.
And I think we're dealing, you know, a lot of that within the church right now. And I want to bring up something, even speaking of that right now, especially for those on social media. This recent, and I know we're getting off track, but I'm going to let you flow.
No, you're good.
This recent governor election,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, we dealt with in Florida, I think the Republican Ron DeSantis and the Democrat Andrew Gillum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I told everybody on social media that I was voting Democrat this time, people had a fit,
mm-hmm.
an absolute fit. I mean, I can't tell you how many friends
right.
I lost.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me, I'm sorry, guys, my voice is scratchy tonight, but especially... leaders in the church, because this was the first time I did not vote Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Now, seeing the outcome, I knew, even when I went live, I knew, I was talking privately to a few other people, I knew that Florida was going to have a recount.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I knew that it was going to be so close. But I read tonight in the news mm-hmm. that Andrew Gillum has conceded the election.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, Lord, what is this? Why is it this favor that you keep showing me on this man's life? So the Lord led me to a YouTube video
mm-hmm.
where Andrew Gillum began to speak about how his grandmother used mm-hmm. to anoint him with oil mm-hmm. every morning he would walk out of his house for school to the time he was in high school.
Yeah.
So the Lord says, what you saw is the favor that his praying grandmother imparted upon his life.
Mm-hmm.
And although he is not the Florida governor right now, watch his name begin to rise
mm-hmm.
in the United States, because I am going to use him for my purpose.
Jesus.
So sometimes we can see things on people,
mm-hmm.
but if we aren't in a moment of intense consecration or in a moment of knowing word for word what the Lord is saying concerning that particular person for that season, sometimes it can appear that we miss God because we call a favor on prematurely
mm-hmm,
on the life of an individual when God is saying, I'm reserving that individual for another favorable time.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to speak about with the election, there were so many people saying that all these prophets had prophesied a red, that the whole United States is going to be red, like everything is going to be Republican. And the Spirit of the Lord definitely said that that will never happen.
No, it won't.
Because we have to have a checks and balance system in the United States. That's why I am truly bipartisan. There has to be a checks and balances. So all of you that are listening right now, whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, whether you're bipartisan, whether you're independent, whether you swing to the left or swing to the right, the Word of God says that a false weight is an abomination to the Lord. So there is a happy medium that the Spirit of the Lord is trying to get both sides to deal with, amen, both sides, hallelujah, to deal with in unity right now, not just in the church, but politically as well, because what he's having the president do for this nation. That's a whole other story we're not going to get into tonight. But I needed to bring up the election. I have not had the opportunity to be live on the air since all of this political stuff went down. But I just wanted to publicly say that we will be seeing more of Andrew Gillum and the hand of God that is upon his life because it's the favor of the Lord. Can you kind of talk maybe about how you've had a similar experience in the prophetic where you have saw something on somebody and you thought it was for a particular time, but the Lord said, no, it was actually for another time. Do you have anything like that?
Of course. Like,
and then from there, we're going to flow into true versus false prophets.
We can do that. Yeah, like I said, I've been called since I was at the age of 18, and I am 45 right now. So,
jeez,
yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. So, and I've been through a process all those years and still going through one. Yeah, I can talk about a time where, I mean, if we, sometimes we can release stuff prematurely. And it's not for that. See, and I remember one specific time, and I hear her voice telling me now, you cannot release something before time because it will mess up a person, it will mess me up. So I had released something to another prophet, and it was premature. And she actually rebuked me and said, you can't release something to me like that because it's premature. Like, I see what God deals with me is he deals with me a few different ways. But when I encounter people, he allowed me to see their office or their gifting. And sometimes I'll say, well, you're they may be operating as a teacher, but God will show me they're really an apostle. And I'll say, well, you know, and I'll just start calling them by apostle. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can't do that because it takes them into a warfare that they're not ready for. And so, yeah, this happened to me on more than one occasion. But God deals with me in dreams and visions as well, in dreams mostly than anything else, the dreams. And I'll just dream about people and I'll sometimes release it. And they have no idea what I'm talking about because it wasn't for me to release. It was for me to pray and wait on God's time.
And you know, you're saying something that's very interesting because something happened to me. I believe it was 2006, if I remember correctly. I believe I was 19 at the time. I was at a church, very powerful. I'm not going to say the name of the ministry. Very anointed man of God, great deliverance ministry, very prophetic. And he called me out in 2006, and he said he gave me this long prophetic word about being a prophet to dignitaries and people in high positions, and that I was going to go through the River Jordan and go through the severe consecrated, you know, all this stuff that he said to me. And he came to me probably 8 years later and he apologized to me because after that, I was always going to him for prayer. I mean, every few years I would be in his prayer line, like having hands laid on me, you know, falling out. Always through intense warfare. And he said, I need to apologize to you. And I said, what? And he said, that word I released to you when you were a teenager, he said, I released it to you prematurely, and it has caused all this hell in your life. So, and this is coming from someone who has never been married, him. I mean, he has spent his whole 57 years of existence with the Lord in consecration. So we're talking about somebody mature in the spirit that still can sometimes lack prophetic wisdom. But going and saying all that, I want to deal with from that going into the true and the false.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I want you to explain to me what is a true prophet? What can the flaws be of a true prophet? Because sometimes true prophets are all prophets because they're people, and this treasure is wrapped in an earthen vessel. True prophets have flaws. So when people see their flaws, they say, oh, they're a false prophet. So I want you to explain to the people, the difference between the true with the flaws mm-hmm. and the false that appear to be flawless.
Gotcha. All right. Well, a true prophet of God, that we're all in this flesh. And the Bible says that in our flesh, it does nothing good.
Nothing good.
And so if we're not constantly yielding our vessel to the Holy Spirit to control us, then we can get off in the flesh. It does not mean that you are a false prophet because you yield to your flesh.
Right.
It means that you have a weak moment and you have not yielded that part of your fleshly part of yourself to the Holy Spirit
That's
to control.
Right.
So when people are just people and they make all kind of false accusations out of their ignorance because they don't know. Mm-hmm. And because they have not taken the time to study the Word of God, then they make all kind of false nonsense. If you look through the canals of Scripture, you'll see where God used imperfect people, but they were not false. They were true. I mean, we look at David. Look at the life of David. David messed up. David committed adultery. David committed murder. David lied. David was promiscuous, but God still called him a man after His own heart.
Right.
Because he knew how to go back to God.
Right.
So he knew how to give his vessel back to the Lord. Even in his mess up, he knew how to repent.
Yes.
So even as prophets, we mess up. And he's not the only one. If we look at Moses, he was a murderer. He was a liar. He was a runner.
Yeah.
He fled. God didn't tell him to flee. He did that on his own because he killed somebody. Mm-hmm. But God still used him as a great deliverer.
That's right.
So sometimes people will look out just to make a judgment because their life is not where they should. First of all, their life is not where they should be. So they make a judgment and an assessment based off their own ignorance and based off what they're dealing with themselves internally.
Right.
So we do that as well. We project what our issues onto somebody else, and it's not true. So just because a person falls, just because they mess up, just because they're maybe even their word is off sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we get off. And
right.
Because we get off and we think that we know, sometimes God is saying, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
We operate out of a soulish realm. And so it does not mean that person is a false prophet. What distinguishes a true prophet from a false prophet is a couple of things. Is your life shifted? With a true prophet will come and they won't just speak to your pocket. They won't just speak to your bank account. They won't just speak to your material things. They'll shift your life. If we look at the life of Jesus, Jesus is the chief prophet.
Yes.
He's the chief cornerstone. He's the chief prophet. If we anything we want to know about, we look to Jesus for, because he is the ultimate model of not just prophet. He's the ultimate model of apostle. He's the ultimate model of pastor. He's the ultimate model of teacher. He's the ultimate model of rabbi. He's the ultimate model of God. And so anytime we want to look at what a true prophet should look like, as we're talking about prophets right now, we should look at Jesus. So when he encountered the woman at the well, he did not just speak to her future. He spoke to her past. He spoke to her present. And he told her what her future would look like.
Wow.
Yeah. He did not just speak to her current situation. Jesus. He shifted her entire life to where she had to run into the village and tell people, come and see a man who's told me all about myself. So what am I saying? I'm saying that a true prophet will not just speak to your pocket. They won't just speak to your now. They won't just speak to your future, but they will bridge the three together. They'll bridge the three together.
Wow. So a true prophet will bridge your past, present, and future together.
Right.
My God, that's powerful, Jesus.
And not just that, but your entire life will take a shift. Now, I'm sure we can attest to times where we've heard prophetic words and nothing transitioned in our lives, or nothing transpired, nothing shifted, right? So you would have to question, well, was that a word that was released out of season? Was that not a true prophet, or was that just something that somebody released out of their soulish realm?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right.
So a true prophet is not just going to. True prophet is not just going to speak to your soul. They're going to direct you, your spirit man, and going to connect you to Christ.
Right, because the Apostle Paul said that he was appointed as a wise master builder, but he said, I've also been called to present you as a chaste virgin unto the Lord.
Exactly.
Okay, so In the realm of prophecy, even besides prophesying details and all these other things that we prophesy in the lives of people, the ultimate goal is that we can prophesy people into that place of sanctification, which gives them legal access to the place of all these things being added unto you. See, we want the prophet to constantly prophetically decree all these things being added unto us when the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto us.
Right.
So, the really, if you look at prophets that were in the Bible and even the apostolic operating through Paul, they were constantly leading people into that place of sanctification, consecration, and holiness so they could go into the realms where they're already blessed with spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Therefore, where they have a legal right as being co-heirs with Jesus Christ to retrieve and receive everything that the Father has already legally given them through the atonement of the blood.
Exactly.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
I want to switch before we take some calls. I want to switch veins here for a minute. Mm-hmm. And I want you to talk about manipulation and control in the church.
Okay. Well, if we want to talk about manipulation and control in the church under the guise of prophecy, just look at what's happening now. I mean, and actually, let me just say this, and this has been a pet peeve of mine for years. If someone, a lot of what we're calling prophecy is not prophecy. A lot of what we're hearing and seeing is word of wisdom and word of knowledge, which operates through the prophet's mantle, but it's not prophecy. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge is not prophecy.
Wow, can you explain the difference between the three for us?
Word of wisdom, word of knowledge are a prophet's mantle. And they are words released by God for future and past. Prophecy deals with it's a foretelling. It's a foretelling. Prophecy, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this. Prophecy does not always come to confirm. Prophecy comes to shift your way of thinking and your way of living.
Right. It doesn't always confirm.
It does not always confirm.
Because prophecy goes into the mind of God.
Right.
Concerning
it is the mind
your
of
life
God
and
the
your
heart
mind
of God.
Is limited. Yeah. Even though you've put on the mind of Christ, you're still growing from glory to glory and growing into the knowledge of the one that created you.
Right. But if we're really honest, Prophet Cadence, a lot of people are not putting on the don't have the mind of Christ.
No. No. And that's what Awaken Me Now is all about.
Yeah. So yeah, and we do need to be awakened. Because we have no idea of where we are. I mean, we're seeking man for stuff that we should be seeking God for.
You know what? But yes, I want to get back to that manipulation and control, because you said we're seeking man, and when we seek the mind of man, we end up being manipulated and controlled by the hand of man.
Please
go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, give me that track.
Manipulation,
I've been through so much of that in the church. I want you to talk about
that. And control, as the guise of prophecy, is give me $1,000 and I'll prophesy to you.
Right.
Or you give me $1,000 and this is going to happen for you by tomorrow. And it doesn't happen because that wasn't an express word from God. That was somebody after money in your pocket. Or if you do this, then you'll be blessed. If you give to the prophet, then you'll be blessed. Yes, the word says that. But the word, God never intended that to be a tool of control manipulation by a man or woman of God to get from you what they want. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not even just money. It's sexual. Mm-hmm. It's to get you to do what they want you to do. It's to get you to act, to not be who God created you to be. I mean, manipulation and control is under the guise of the spirit of Jezebel. And it does not just operate.
And the spirit of Jezebel many times comes after the prophets.
It comes after the prophets.
The spirit of Jezebel.
So, but we got to understand that in this hour, God is raising up true and authentic prophets to counteract the prophets of Jezebel and the prophets of Baal. So the spirit of manipulation can only thrive and can only infest where it's allowed to thrive and infest. Mm. I can't be manipulated and controlled unless I give it entrance. Mm. Or I'm ignorant to the fact that I'm being manipulated and controlled. But if you have the spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you, that God will tell you, he will check you in your spirit and say, no, you're being manipulated, you're being controlled. And you know what? Sometimes leaders who operate under the spirit are drawn to people who are broken, who feel low, who have low self-esteem.
And that's why you see so many of them with an entourage.
Who have low self-esteem, But because they themselves deal with low self-esteem and they themselves deal insecurity issues, they have to have these people around them who will be their eunuchs to say that they can control
but are they
and
really
manipulate.
Eunuchs?
They're not really eunuchs.
No, but see, they try to bring them in as these eunuchs, but then you find out they're being sexually manipulated.
Exactly.
They're being sexually exploited.
Exactly.
They're being sexually perverted.
Yeah.
Because the spirit of Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, has crept in unaware amongst
Absolutely.
The saints.
So God wants to set his people free from leaders who do this. And it's not just from leaders. I mean,
and there's probably people listening to us right now that think this is just crazy.
It's crazy,
stuff actually
right?
actually goes
Oh,
on.
Yeah. It actually happens. It does. it actually happens. Yes, it does. Within the body of Christ, it does. It really does. And if you're not careful, you can be you if they're questioning it, they're probably caught up in it and don't even realize it.
My God.
Yeah. It's not foolish. It's not crazy. It actually happens.
I mean, how many of these people do you guys see out there with all these entourages? I mean, people see me walking around with 3, 4, 5 people. It's not an entourage.
Right.
You know,
right,
these
right,
people
right.
are co-laborers, co-heirs.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And the gospel
but
of Christ.
Then also but, with that, there's a suppressing, like, if I may go here.
Yeah.
There is a suppressing of the gifting of those that do follow those under that spirit.
There's a because suppressing of the gifting. Right. Because
there's a suppressing of the gifting mm-hmm. of those that do follow people with these spirits. Because they want to be the ones who are of their name
right.
and lights, who are big, and who get all of the glory. But God said he's not sharing his glory with nobody.
That's right.
So, you know, there is a suppressing. There is a dejection. There is a oppressing as well to
right.
make them feel low and to mm-hmm. make them feel insignificant, like they need to be under this specific
And the
person.
Way that they're able, the way that these people suppress people many times and make them feel insignificant
mm-hmm.
is they prey on their insecurities
yeah,
and continue
absolutely.
To lure them through the spirit of seduction.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit of seduction, you know, even, you know, women in the church, men and men in the church, different things that we have going on in the white and black churches. You know, if I dress a certain way, look a certain way, do my makeup, do my hair a certain way, even though I'm not interested in you, I can seduce you because I can detect an insecurity on the inside of you
yeah.
and therefore seduce your will to therefore inadvertently almost worship me without you even realizing it. And you have convinced yourself that you're having a spiritual high because you have these feelings of ecstasy. But what has actually happened is you've created an illegal soul tie with me through the spirit of seduction and have convinced me that my feelings for you are actually my feelings for God.
Mm. Now that's deep.
I've never, it's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's deep. And a lot of people are under bondage to that and don't even
yeah.
realize it. Yeah.
Because they have illegal, wrongful attractions to leaders, you know, whether it be heterosexual, homosexual, either way.
Right.
These people have seduced them into the self-worship of who they are
right,
as
exactly.
a leader
but then
instead
it,
of pointing them to intimacy
Christ.
With Christ.
Exactly. I mean, I was going to say that. It goes back to not just false prophets, but false leaders in general.
Right.
Because anytime somebody pulls your attention away from God, anytime someone pulls your attention to themselves and takes that away from God, then you know that is a false person. That is a person that's operating under the spirit of the enemy.
Right, and some of you are going to church every Sunday, and you think, you know, you have the Holy Ghost high, you have the Sunday chills, you're on that that good stuff, and you think it's Jesus, but you actually,
you've been
subliminally seduced by your leader.
My God, whether they're sleeping with you or not.
I don't know why we go.
I have no idea either, but Lord Jesus, let's shift this back. Okay, so.
But how have you been manipulating control? I mean, what have you seen that spirit come at you?
Oh, it's come at me.
How have you seen manipulation times. As far as trying to shut down your prophetic gift?
Man, listen.
And
as
why
I said,
do you think people have wanted to shut down your prophetic gift?
Well, I'm coming to an understanding now because I'm not like every other prophet.
Right.
I'm not going to prophesy to you. Now, when God does deal with me in the area of prosperity, but I'm not prophesying to you how I told you my first prophetic release was a word of correction. And that's how God deals with me. So sometimes leaders don't because, and I, you know, I'm not bad mouthing any leader. I've been under great leaders. But leaders have, some of them have not understood who God called me to be. And so because they have not understood who God called me to be, my mouth has been muzzled.
Right.
But my mouth could have only been muzzled if I allowed my mouth to be muzzled.
Right.
You understand? And not being disrespectful, but wanting to submit to those who are in authority over me, I shut completely down. Mm-hmm. And I downplay, like, downplay who God called me to be. Mm-hmm. And I did that to myself. Put my own self in a cave. Mm-hmm. And went running, like, you know, and just...
But why do you think we do that? I mean, I've downplayed myself before. I've shut myself down. I've given up. I've walked
because
away.
Because I can speak for myself. Now, fully understanding that God has called me to this place, and if God has called me to this place, this is who he has created me to be. And if he's created me to be this, and if he's called me to this place, then he's going to make provision for me to release what he has me to release, and it has to be his will, his way, his timing.
Listen,
not mine.
I want to speak to every leader out there, everybody that personally knows you, knows me, doesn't know you. I want to go ahead and say this to every monitoring spirit on my Facebook page, everybody that watches, and you know what they do, they say what they say, and their witchcraft isn't going to prevail, period.
Oh, it won't.
It won't prevail.
It will not.
You know, people that like to get on people's pages and report back to other people what's going on. If people cannot discern the apostolic and prophetic knowledge and wisdom that's flowing out of this woman of God, you are spiritually blind. You have no spiritual discernment, or you're either too stuck on yourself to even be able to perceive the reality of who she really even is. So I prophetically and apostolically release you over the airwaves into everything that God has called you to be as the woman of valor, integrity, wisdom, revelation, insight, knowledge, trust that the Lord has. The Lord says he has great trust in you. He has entrusted a whole lot in you. And it's time for you to come out of the cave and for your voice to be heard and for you to be released. And I'm not scared to say it to anybody. So I'm letting everybody know that, you know, even all the little prophetic ministries in Jacksonville or prophetic ministry, wherever they are, that's listening right now, because they're listening. God has released you. And I didn't plan on doing this tonight, but I'm fed up with the foolishness of the body of Christ. You can continue talking about manipulation and control. Then we're going to take some phone calls for the last 15 or 20 minutes, 904-296-2251. If you've been seduced by a leader and you need deliverance from the spirit of manipulation and control, and your church hurt and you don't have the ability to go to Christ for yourself because you feel condemned, you feel lost, you feel confused, we need you to call in so we can pray for you, and we can. Prophetess Elisa is going to minister prophetically to you tonight. You can go ahead and say a few last things.
Well, yeah, and I need to say this as well. Don't call here with foolishness, because you're gonna be shut down. I promise you. Don't call up here with foolish nonsense, trying to debate or trying to say what's not, because you have no idea what you're about to walk into. I promise you.
They're usually pretty good. The callers are usually pretty good.
I just felt the release that right now. Please don't do it. Please don't do it on my Facebook page either.
And don't call up here with no...
no foolishness, please. Keep it clean. It's our heart's desire, and we believe it's the will of God to pray for you and for you to be set free. If you're looking for psychics, we're not those people. We will give you what the Lord is saying, whether it's to correct you or shift your life in another direction, or whether it's to give you encouragement, which prophecy is to edify, exhort, and comfort, but it's also to judge. It does judge as well. So I just want you to know we love you. And
listen, don't call up here debating with me politically tonight,
no,
either, please.
Please don't do that. That's not why we're here.
Right. Because regardless, God is using Democrats and Republicans. We need to come out of our prejudices.
Jesus.
All this stuff that, you know, For some reason, we believe that God is only the God of the Republicans. I said this the other day. I said the same people that say God can speak through a donkey are now saying that God only speaks through an elephant.
No.
If we know anything about politics, the elephant represents the Republican Party. The donkey represents the Democratic Party.
Right.
But we go on and on and on in the church, white and black church. Mm-hmm. God speaks through donkeys.
Yeah,
he does. But you can't discern what God is doing in either party at the moment, because we don't understand the God of balance. We understand an unreasonable God. We understand a God that defies even logic. Mm-hmm. But God is trying to take us to a place of bringing us back into a place of logic and wisdom and balance. Look, this might be the first night I don't have any calls, Jesus.
Amen.
We might have really upset everybody tonight. 904-296-2251. Do I have any callers on the line tonight?
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm
blessed.
Well.
You. What's your name, woman of God?
My name is Vanessa.
All right, Miss Vanessa. We're going to have Prophet Delisa pray for you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Miss Vanessa. How can I pray for you tonight?
Pray for my gift of being in the prophetic gets stronger.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I heard your voice, I just heard exuberant joy. Amen. I heard the joy of the Lord in your voice. So I decree that God give you a new level of baptize you with joy, and everywhere that you go, that you spread this joy, because people need joy in their lives today. A lot of people are oppressed, even those, you know, some people that you know. And I will pray for your prophetic gifting as well. But I just hear joy. Where you go, the spirit, the gift of joy, or the fruit of joy, will be released into the atmosphere. So, Father, I thank you for Miss Vanessa now. I thank you for your purpose, your plan, and your destiny for her life, oh God. I pray that you would take her deeper into the realm of your spirit. And even as she travels deeper into the realm of your spirit, God, that you would give her more prophetic insight and more prophetic inkling and more prophetic dimensions, God, that you would take her from level to level and faith to faith, oh God. Even in her body, I decree healing now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, in her bloodstream, I decree oxygenated blood now in the name of Jesus, blood that flows. I even decree a blood transfusion, God, where every ailment, every illness, God, every infirmity, God, no longer rests and reigns in her body, where it prohibits her from moving or prohibits her from walking into the things that you would have her to do. God, even speak to her feet, God, that you will order her steps, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I even come against those who war against her, even in her sleep. God, I come against every spirit that comes to attack her, even while she's sleeping, in her mind, in her body, even in her finances, God, even on her children, her grandchildren. I decree healing. I decree peace. I decree generational blessing. I decree breakthrough even now in the name of Jesus. I even decree, God, over the circumference of her head, God, that you crown her life, her head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you take her, God, deeper into the things of you, that she have a hunger like never before for your word. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you shift her life, oh, God, even now, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for Vanessa. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you will do. We thank you for testimony. I just see God releasing finance. I don't know why I'm seeing this, but I'm seeing this. God is releasing finances into your hands. I just see finances coming. I see money flowing from your hands to your from your hand to hand. So yes. I release that to you now, along with a prophetic shifting in your life. And you need to I'm hearing God say you need to get under the right leadership.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The right leadership. I don't know what that means. You have to seek him for that. The right leadership. That one that can impart unto you prophetic and apostolic ministry. Yes. Don't know where you are, have no idea.
Yes.
But I hear God. Amen?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Bless you.
I don't know why I'm seeing, like, waiting list. I don't know what it's for. I don't know if it's for governmental income, health, maybe. I don't know. I don't know, but I just see waiting list, mm-hmm. just like a delay in your life. The Lord has taken you off those waiting lists and moving you to the top. Things are getting ready to begin to accelerate for you and happen at an accelerated rate. The Lord is uprooting the spirit of delay from your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God, I thank you, God, for setting on fire every contrary enemy in her life right now, Lord. Every negative force that seems to go away for a while but then come back. I'm seeing like this back and forth, this up and down. The Lord is releasing fire into those areas to where things would be allowed to come back where the door should have been shut. So this cycle can die once and for all in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. We bless you, woman of God. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Next caller, 904. Amen. Thank you. 904-296-2251. Who am I speaking with tonight?
My name's Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
You're very welcome. All right, Prophet Delisa, you can go ahead and pray for Miss Terry.
All right, Miss Terry. Bless you. Father, we thank you for Terry now. We thank you for your will being done in her life. God, we thank you for moving her from this place that she's in to the place that you have for her to be. God, I even thank you for raising her above the head of her enemies. I thank you for sending her in heavenly places with you in Christ Jesus. God, I thank you, God, that the spirit of depression can no longer have hold of her. I break it off of her now in the name of Jesus. I just decree, God, that your joy is her strength and that she allows you to be God in her life. Oh, God, I pray for her finances. I pray for her hands, that you would bless the work of her hands with her business, God. I pray, God, that you would cause her to go into realms that she's never walked in before. I pray, God, every open door that you present before her, that she will walk in confidence, knowing, God, that you sent her there. God, I even pray for her family, God, that you would touch and heal. I pray for those wounded places in her heart, God, that are still bleeding. I pray that you would heal now every wound, every soul wound, God, everywhere she's been disappointed, everywhere she's been taken advantage of, everywhere she has been, God, hurt and wounded, God, and even stabbed in the back by those who she trusted. I pray that you would bring healing now in the name of Jesus. I even decree restitution. God, those who have taken things from her unlawfully and unjustly, God, I pray that you would return it to her now in the name, sevenfold, 100-fold, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word said when the thief is caught, he has to restore 7 times. So I thank you for God restoring now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for divine retribution and divine restitution for Terry now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you would just touch her and breathe afresh on her now in Jesus' name. And we thank you.
Lord, I thank you, God, for further provision in her family life. Mm-hmm. The Lord is just showing me your heart. I don't know if it's for your children or whoever in your family, but you just, I mean, I know everyone loves their family. That's what we're supposed to do. But it's like you go over and beyond. You really, 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 really love your family. And the Lord honors that and he sees that. And he says, well done, daughter, my good and faithful servant. Enter into my rest. There's just some extra burdens and some extra cares that you've taken on, even from your family life. And the Lord is going to work those things out. The Lord is providing for your family, children, kids, something that there's been a burden on your heart. The Lord sees this, and he's bringing in the resources. He's bringing in the provision. I see a favor on your bloodline. I see awards in school, certifications, greater academics, scholarships. The Lord is releasing these things into the life of your family. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Amen, amen.
So you don't have to worry about those things concerning your children, teenagers, whoever they are, your family. The Lord really has put favor on them. You're going to see them really begin to excel. There's an acceleration in excellence coming to your bloodline. So I come against the lies of the enemy, any demonic force that would try to oppress the minds or the intelligence of anyone in your bloodline. I decree and declare that from this day forward, they are going forth into everything that the Lord has called them to be, and they will be who God has called them to be. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Bless you, sister.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I said bless you, bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, the hand of the Lord is on. Very strongly, I don't know if it's one of your children, somebody, very, very, very strongly, there's a call of God. You're going to see this person begin to increase in the wisdom and knowledge of God like never before at a very accelerated rate and age. You have given birth to favor, says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, woman of God. We love you. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller, 904-296-2251. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Hi, my name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm fine.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and have Prophet Delisa pray for you. All right, Prophet.
Hey, Brittany. How can I pray for you tonight?
So recently I came out of this place of being religious, mm-hmm. and I feel more.
Oh, that's a great place to be.
Exactly. But, you know, it's a great place to be, but then sometimes it's a little uncomfortable because I know that I'm one with God, mm-hmm. but then to everyone that's been around me, it's kind of like different. I kind of feel like a loner. So that's just where I'm at.
Well, that's the place where the Lord really begins to develop your anointing and who you are in Christ. Mm-hmm. Because in order to find out who you are in his body, sometimes he has to break you away from his, quote, body. Those that would try to label you to be a certain function that maybe you really aren't. But the angel of the Lord is touching your eyes, and you're going to begin to even see deeper into the realm of the spirit. The Lord's going to begin to visit you in dreams and visions. There is a gift of seership, strong discernment. I even hear the Lord say that he's put healing in your hands. I hear the Lord say when it comes to the gift of healing, he's going to begin to do something very interesting with you. You know, many years people fast and pray, and it takes them forever to operate in the gift of healing. I mean, it's still something mm-hmm. I'm trying to perfect in my life. I mean, I know it's there, but it takes a lot. But the Lord says that there, he's going to allow you, he's going to grace you with the gift of healing in a way that he doesn't do for a lot of people. And he wants to prove to you that you are truly supernaturally you. And by doing that, he's going to cause you to begin to step out in faith. You're going to be going out, and there's going to be people that are around you that are sick, and he's going to use you to lay hands on them. You're going to be walking through the store, and you're going to be like, oh, why is this person in a wheelchair? Or why am I standing in line to next to a lady that has cancer? Or, you know, why is this person having blood pressure issues? What, it seems like everybody around me is sick. God said he's awakening and stirring up your gift of healing. Amen?
I believe it. Amen.
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 Prophet Delisa.
Yeah. So, Father, even now, I thank you for this place that you have Brittany in. God, this place where you're going to begin to stretch her and begin to show her who you call. Yeah. Who, I actually see God taking you from level to level and depth to depth in the spirit realm. You're going to be, you are one who God will use to even travel in the spirit. And if you don't understand that, I would suggest you research it. Traveling in the spirit to where God will okay. use you to begin to even see things before they, well, Cadence already said that, see things before they happen, but you won't just see them before they happen. You actually go there to the place before they happen so that you can kind of ward off what is about to come, if that makes sense to you. I actually see God taking you from place to place, not just for people you don't even know, from place to place to kind of ward off even demonic elements and demonic spirits from people before they even hit those people.
I definitely believe that because, like, I'm so open to, you know, just strangers. And mm-hmm. it's like I feel them, you know, and I want to be there for them. I dealt with depression a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even, I don't know, he's just taking me back to just being more childlike. Like, things
yes.
that I remember about myself when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Britt, you're the same person. Like, we're just shedding off all these
yeah.
things that you've learned from other people and, mm-hmm. you know, taking you back to your childhood, that's back to the basics.
And right. It really actually is. And that's where,
from there.
Yeah, that's where God has a lot of his people now going back to basics because we become so, it's just too much. God is not he's a multifaceted God, but his word is simple.
Mm-hmm.
The life that we live in Jesus is simple.
Right.
We make it complex. So, yeah, you're in a great place. And I just prophesy to you that God will give you the stability and the sustainability to continue on with him and not be distracted by voices that are trying to tell you that you're wrong
yeah.
or to pull you back into a religious system because of what they feel you don't have. But God is saying,
it's so amazing that he's kept me through that. Like, he's so... Like, he has so much grace because it's mm-hmm. like, you know,
yeah,
even being in those spaces,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's mm-hmm. still that mm-hmm. much more real. And, you know, I just feel blessed.
Yeah.
Man, I called like 11 times.
Oh, wow.
Well, praise the Lord. 11 is the number of transition.
We've got, yeah, and you're in transition. Yeah, keep moving through transition because on the other side of this is something glorious for you and not just for you. I see God using you to bring in many, many, many souls. So keep on with the transition.
You,
keep moving forward.
I'm sorry. You also have a heart for charity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I see you doing like local missions, like dealing with the homeless charity groups,
yes.
homeless shelters.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's going to expand your territory in that.
Wow. And you know, I'm a photographer, and I was born legally blind in one of my eyes.
Wow. So Jesus.
Literally, I sit there and I'm like, God, like, come on. You know, I know it's nothing but him, because a one-eyed photographer, it's kind of like, come on. He's like, but that doesn't matter.
Well, he said he was opening your seership, so that makes sense. I'm trying to see if I have anything else for you. I thought that I had something, but I'm trying to think. But no, just stay connected. I mean, get connected to a church if you're not already a part of one that's not religious. It's just free in Christ. Very hard to find.
Yes.
Be open-minded. Yeah. You know, we got to come out of this just white, just black mentality. But obviously, you're listening to Praise 107.9 FM, so that's not a problem for you.
Yes.
All right. We love you, woman of God.
We love you. We love you.
I got 2 minutes left on the air. No more calls tonight. Amen. I need to go ahead and... let's see here. Delisa will have a prophet. We'll have some closing remarks. I need to make an announcement. All right. Tomorrow, if you want to see me in Lake City, I'll be ministering at 10:30 a.m. at the Spirit of God Called and Chosen Outreach Ministries International. I want to give a shout out to the host, Apostle Von Seal Evans Cagle. If you need the address, that is 716 East Duval Street, Lake City, Florida, 32055. Again, 716 East Duval Street, Lake City, Florida, 32055. If you leave around 9 a.m., you'll make it on time. Anyhow, all right, Prophet. I think that's all I really need to say. If anyone feels led to sow a seed into this Awaken Me Now ministry, you can cash at me. Cash sign, CADENCE87. Amen. Prophet, is there anything you would like to say before our last 60 seconds expire?
Amen. No. My final words are pursue God. Stop pursuing prophets. Stop pursuing apostles. Stop pursuing pastors and teachers. Pursue God.
Amen.
Let him shift you and let him speak to you. Amen.
Amen. All right, Jacksonville. I'm not sure. I might be in Alabama next week. If I am, you'll hear from me the following week. Until next time, God bless you all and good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.